even though he could have given the chayiv to some other kohen, but there is no shechiyon on it. All right. Now, what did the Gemara say as to the nusach of the brocha of Pidyon HaBen? Pshite, al Pidyon HaBen, asher k'shon says of Yitzchak, al Pidyon HaBen, avi HaBen mevorech. So what's the nusach? So he doesn't say Livdes as HaBen, but he says, al Pidyon HaBen. Now, the Rambam has a cloud. The Rambam has a cloud. We learned that, I mean, when we covered the sugya of Al and Lay. So the Rambam's cloud is in Pirkei Daled. In Pirkei Daled, for his broches, Al, Halochi Daled. Kol, Hoese mitzvah ben shoy shochi volo, ben shein ochi volo. Ki moso iso la atzmo, mivorech la asis. Oso iso la achirin, mivorech la asiyo. Mivorech la asiyo. Keitza, lo vashpil mivorech lo niyafpil. Isate bititis mivorech lo isate. Yosha bisuko mivorech lo shi bisuko. And then he said, so then, mol is mei, hivrish trubo la atzmei, mivorech la hafish, mol is mei, mivorech lo mei. שוחד פיסחי וחגיגוסי לבורך לישחי אבו עם כובע מזוזו לאחרים לבורך על פי אס מזוזו עושו להם מקה לבורך על עשי אס מקה היפריס לב תחומו לבורך על הפרוס אס תחומו מורס בן חבר ולבורך על עמיו so the shit is a Rambam means that if a person does a mitzvah for himself he says lay but if he does it לאחרים he says out now so according to Ramadha בשם האחרים. Now, according to the Rambam, so what should be the bracha? Now, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen that is incumbent upon the father, is that also la'atzmei or it's also la'achev? Of course it's also la'atzmei. It's his chayv. He is mechuyev to be peideh. No one else is mechuyev to be peideh. If he wasn't peideh, so person has to be peideh. But he, the primary obligation is incumbent upon the father to be peideh ben. So melee the bracha should be, livdei says HaBen. But here the Gemara says, "Al Pidyon HaBen." Shalom says, "It's one Al Pidyon HaBen." So the Rebosh raises that question. Al Pidyon HaBen. Then there's one after the Rambam for the Kohen. No. He always looks at the Kohen Malachi. He says as follows. הפדס בני מבורך אשר קרישון עם מצווי סוף וצבון על פידן הבן וחזר מבורך שחיון והקי נעיסין הפידן לקר ומפוד העצמי מבורך ליבני ספחר ומבורך שחיון מבורך שחיון so he says הפדס בני שם צבון על פידן הבן ומפוד העצמי מבורך ליבני ספחר so the question is why is when he well the Rambam has to say that because the Gemara says על פידן הבן. So, but according to the Rambam's cloud, that where is Mivorech La'atzmei, so then he says Lay. And when did he say Al Mivorech La'achirim? All right, here he's Peter the Ben, but that's Lay. That's La'atzmei, that's his mitzvah. That's his mitzvah, so he should say Lay. He should say Lay. So, that was with the Matala Rambam. Lomo Mivorer Baal, given the Mitzias, given the Mitzias Pidyon HaBen, Ikola Avramye. And you get it, the positive day, Alfino Pedes Hatzim. Aber the Shliach of the Besen, less one. Yes. Tshuve, Gazino Bishila Alve Tzoche, Rapsim Roy Ikola with the Pidyon HaBen, Roy Menei. Vade al pida ben obik mivorek, shechiyon. Ma mivorek, kei mivorek, dikmoot anu, il yode, il yodim avi ha-ben mivorek. Lahav yod osu shol mit roshu, omri avi ha-ben vorostayim. Vihil chese avi ha-ben vorostayim. Mikan lomdu, nusach ha-boha shibiyal. Vinire ha-tam, vivi shenidei mele yisar ha-mitzves, shein bilamet, kin tzitzes utfilu musuko, vivi shenzu nases, vizi yu ha-keem, shem kabel ha-pidyen, uvize ha-pida atzmi mivorek ba-av. So I mean, so that's the reverse only time, but that's not the Shitzarambo. So if he's there, I pay the Hatzmi board down. So the reposhiti is that even when the Ben is paid as Atzmiki Shiyagdil, so he also says, oh, not late. But the Rambam says in so many words that when the Ben is paid Atzme, so he says, late. So the question is, V'cheini bi'ala b'paid Atzme sefer ha-mitzvot, because the smart, V'cheini sefer yardeyes in the shinhei, is the two, אלא שפיד עצמי יום על פין הבחיר שאין לאימר הבן שאין פיד עצמי הוא דעס הרם זל דרמבם בנוסח הבורך השבלעב הפיד אימא בעל ובפיד עצמי אימא בלעמת פיד עצמי אימא בלעמת So we cannot say that the reason is why here we don't say lay because this mitzvah is realized by two by the father and the kohen is mikabel because then we have to say that even Pida Atzmi has to say out But the Rambam holds Pida Atzmi has to say way. Ef shall os is tam. Uli fishe biyov, ef shall os is mitzvah zuha le rabben, ki she yagdi. Uch she yagdi o ozi ef shall asay sorry, el de Atzmi. Vikam shi moyo le mitzvah Atzmi u bnei, kaimu len du hu kedem u bnei. Di alme ikara mitzvah bi Atzmi. Elo she bikat nu se yevsha. Elo she bikat nu se yevsha. Umma. So he gives a different character. He says the reason is why according to the Rambam. So the father is paid, he says out. And when the son is paid himself, he says lay. He says because we should go. If shall we also is mitzvah zuah yada ben kishayad. Now what's the pshat? Now there is in Birka Shmuel. There is a whole discussion. And I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know what it says. But he does say that he mentioned it before at Chaim, and at Chaim agreed with it. I don't know what he says, but I suppose, I mean, he meant what I mean is the plain pshat in the divorce. Because pigin aben is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Chir bon echotim. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. But Gemara says in Chiras and in Dushi that the Rishikut Nechosit, and according to Mandoma, that Nuve Sheino Ksuba Bateiro, Nuva Ksuba Bateiro, Ki Ksuba Bishtardam, the opinion of Ben is Nuva Ksuba Bateiro, so then he can be gave the king, can even collect from the Likukas. So it's a real chayv. So it's a real chayv, it's not just, it's more than a mitzvah. It's more than a mitzvah. But mitzvah is not bound by the chayv either. It's based upon the mitzvah, but it's a chayv, it's a regular chayv with Shibu Nechotim and Levi. It's based upon the mitzvah, but it's a chayv, it's a regular chayv with Shibu Nechotim and Levi. So, Mimele, the halacha is, that if the father was not paid to the ben, and then the ben with Shiyagdi, also the ben himself is mechuyev. He's mechuyev to be paid to himself. So that means that actually, it's incumbent, since being a ben is essentially a chayv, So actually, it's incumbent upon the Ben. Now, if, let's say, the Ben, a child could be born bar mitzvah, let's say, suppose, that a child would be born bar mitzvah, from the mother's womb, he would emerge bar mitzvah. So then, the father wouldn't even be behuyeh, to be paid with the Ben. Because the chayv of being a Ben, and the mitzvah, which goes hand in hand with the mitzvah, and in hand with the mitzvah, so he's incumbent upon the Ben himself, upon the Bechor himself, but a child is born a cotton. So, and the cotton is butter of mitzvahs. True, it's a chayv, but the chayv goes, is based upon the mitzvah. In other words, it's not like a chayv of alboye. A chayv of alboye, that's a new machine, ksuma b'teiro, so even a cotton is mechuyev if a cotton borrows money. But she ain't came this chayv, it's a new machine, ksuma b'teiro, So the male, one who is potter in mitzvahs, is not bound by the chayv either. So that's why the cotton, the infant, is not mechuyev. Why is it cotton? Because the chayv is based upon the mitzvah of being a ben. And if a cotton would be chayv mitzvahs, then there wouldn't be a chayv on the father of it. But aloha means that the cotton is potter of mitzvahs. So the male, the Torah imposed the chayv of being a ben that is incumbent upon the son, so, but until he becomes bar mitzvah, he cannot be incumbent upon him because he's part of mitzvah, so he has the burden. But the father is mechuye, the father assumes the burden of the chayv of the son. And until the child, the chayv, becomes a godol, so he cannot, so the child is not mechuye. So mele, as long as the father is incapable, as long as the son, the chayv himself, is incapable of being mechuye in being a ben, so mele the father is mechuye for him. The father is mechuye for him. So that's why the father, when the father is paid there, so he says the broche, this is what he says, the rivosh. So he says, Udas Aram, Salvinusa Habroche, Shebeab, Hapidim Abal, Pid Hatzme Yodel Amed, Epshalos Islam, with Shebeab, Epshalos is mitzvah zu, Al Yadabem, Tishinigdal, Ushinigdal, all the Epshal Asenso, El Al the Hatzme. Now the Hatzme, the Gam Shim Hoyo Mikis Hatzme, in the name, kind of on the who came with me. Why is who came with me? So that's the Hayek, because the even the Chiyuv of being paid the Ben, so he's Ikrei on the Ben, you see. But he's Mechuyev as long as the Ben is incapable of being Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, because he's potter of mitzvahs, so the father is mechuyev in that mitzvah and in that chayv. But actually, it's on the ben, and the father is mechuyev in the chayv of the ben. So until the ben becomes a baruch or being a bachiyu, so then the father is mechuyev. The father has the birth of the chayv of the ben. So he says out. I think that's the plain pshat in the Rivosh. But then there is a kasha. Regarding Shechayonu, so the Rambam says in Pirkei Avot, Hilchos Broches, Halacha Yud, Echodo Yisid Mitzvah Atzmah, V'Echodo Yisid Mitzvah Achirit, Mitborech Kein Masiyos, Shlishot Tzitzo Mitzvah Atzmah. So the Rambam says that even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah that requires shechiyonu, but if he's a mitzvah achirin, then he doesn't say shechiyonu. So the question is, Moshe, if the reason is why the father, when he's paid the debt, so he says the broche in the form of al, not lay, because basically the chiyuv is mitzvah on the debt. But until the Ben becomes a baruch of chiyuvim and of mitzvahs, so then he carries the burden. So he is mechuyev in the chaymas of the Ben, in the chayma Ben. So because of that, it's like a mitzvah shosol achirin, and when someone does a mitzvah, that is a shosol achirin. So then he has to say the broche al, not lay. So memele, so the Rambam should follow that with the shechiyon oto. He couldn't follow that with Shechiyonu, because the Gemara says so many words. So Mimele, so it should follow that only if the Ben is paid the Atzmei. So he says, he's paid the Atzmei, then he says Shechiyonu. But when the father is paid in the Ben, he doesn't even say Shechiyonu. He doesn't even say Shechiyonu. And the Gemara says here that when the father is paid in the Ben, so the father says Shechiyonu. So Rabbi Zalich raises that question. But we have to be mechalik between the halacha of hoise mitzvah achirim, so mivorei be'al, and the halacha of hoise mitzvah achirim and mivorei shechiyonu. Because through the Rambam mentions a distinction between mitzvah atzmei and mitzvah achirim in regard to two things, in regard to shechiyonu and in regard to al versus lei. So, in other words, so he says that where one is eisen mitzvah atzmei, he says lei. When he says a mitzvah achirim, he says al, and he says when one is eisen mitzvah atzmei, he says shechiyonu. If the other prerequisites are present, let's say if it's a mitzvah mizman mizman. So and when he's eisen mitzvah achirim, even if it's not totir and it's mizman mizman, he doesn't say shechiyonu. But insofar as shechiyonu is concerned, so the important question is not whether basically the mitzvah is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon himself or upon somebody else. But the important consideration is whether he's mechuyev to do it or not. So we got a shechiyonu. So in other words, when is there a broch of shechiyonu on the mitzvah
when it's imperative upon the person who doesn't eat. When it's imperative. So then, then there is shechion. Then there is shechion. Ma sheikin, because they said mitzvah, shein not a deal. But that one is man is man. And it's not imperative there upon him. I mean, he doesn't have to do it, he just does it. But he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to, he's not required to do it. So maybe there is no shechion. Shechion on mitzvahs is only when he has to do it. When the person who does it has to do it. If he doesn't have to do it, so then there is no shechion on mitzvahs. So there is no shechion on mitzvahs. But mainly here we got a big aben. True that the basic chayiv is incumbent upon the ben. But the fact is that until the ben becomes a bar yuben and bar mitzvahs, so then the father is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayiv of the ben, which right now cannot take effect upon the ben because he's not a baruch of mitzvahs. So true. The father is mechuyev not because the father b'teras atzme is mechuyev ben mitzvah. The father is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayim of the ben. But the fact is that he is mechuyev. So it's imperative upon him. So it's a must. As long as it's a must, so it's a shechion. When does the Rambam say, "Avolim yivor shechion or mitzvah sheisit l'atzme"? But not lachiri. If he is not mechuyev to do it, lachiri. But if it's a must on him, if he is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayim of the achirim, then it's a shechion. Masheikin ligabe the washin of the bracha, whether it's tzal or rain. So there the important consideration is not just whether it's a must on him or not. The important consideration is whether the mitzvah is his own mitzvah or it's a mitzvah of someone else, and I'm mechuyev to carry the burden of somebody else's mitzvah for a certain time. So true it's a must on him and the father. But it's not his own mitzvah, it's the chayv of the son. But until the son becomes a baroche, until his son becomes a baroche of doing the mitzvah, of doing mitzvahs, so maybe the father is mechuyev to carry the burden. So it's not his own mitzvah, it's the chayv haben that the father is obligated to fulfill. The chayv haben, the father is obligated. So maybe the Nusach HaBroche is all not playing. The Nusach HaBroche is all not playing. Now someone told me a story about the Shleim HaHaimich and the Rav. So there was once a Din HaBen, he once attended the Din HaBen. So he had him a Klikis with other Rabboni. So it was in the Din HaBen took place at night, the Din HaBen. So then someone said, it's a month. It's time already to daven Ma'ariv, so we have to daven Ma'ariv first, one Rav said, because Todia Mishayim and Todia Kei. That's what the certain Rav said. So Rav Shlomo HaHaimich said, no, they should have the Binyan Aben first, and then daven Ma'ariv. Why? So he said, because Binyan Aben is not a mere mitzvah, it's a chayv, the Rishayim and Chosin. And give it from the Rikuches, according to Mandoma, that Milve, Aksur, the Teirok, Aksur, the Shtardam. So it's a chayv. Now suppose someone comes in to collect the debt, and Priyas Valchayv is a mitzvah. So can you tell the creditor, you'll tell him, well, it's already time to daven Ma'ariv, it's like a hobby. So I have to go to shul, to a minyan, and you wait in the house until I come back from shul, because Todah Mishayim, Todah Kei. You couldn't say it. Because if it's a chayv, I mean you have to pay. So mitzvah al katre you can collect. So even the negiyah the mitzvah. So there is no other mitzvah that has an inti. That's what Rav Shlomo HaHaimich said. Now I think that Rav Shlomo HaHaimich was right. But ordinarily, for another reason, they should have done. So Rav Shlomo HaHaimich passed, I mean, contrary to Pesach of that hope. So he passed that they should have first the pinyan aben and then wash and eat. This would. So, I think that for another reason, I mean, Rav Shlomo Light was right in the shaila of Todah Mishayim and Todah Kedem. So, it's not shaya, since it's a chayv. So, if it's a question of paying up in debt, then you cannot sing to the machine to the Tanakhide. I have to dab Maire first, and you wait until I come back from the mean Maire. Because it's a chay. But for another reason, I think that they should have done Maire first. Because there is a halacha that you're not allowed now. That thing is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Now you have a Sude after Pina there. So whenever you have a Sude, so the question is, when do you have the Pina then, before you wash or after you wash? So in Shulchan Aruch it's mentioned, it all depends. If you are going to say Broche al Yayin, Pina then there is a Broche al Akos. So if the Broche is al Yayin, so and al Yayin, so even if you wash first, so you have to say, Brochel Bir Priagothe. So then, Ishkonoch is mentioning that first you wash, and then you eat something, and then in the middle of the Sude, so you have the Pinyin Abbe. Mashenkin, if there is no Yayin available, and there is only Sheikho, so the Brochel is Shahako. So if you would wash first and have the Pinyin Abbe, then the Kayan wouldn't say Broche Shakel on the beer because Bitecha Sude, so you don't have to say Broche, but on Yayin you have to say. So maybe in order to enable him to say the Broche on the beer on the Shecho, so he has to have the Pina Ben first, so maybe the Kayan will be able to say a Broche of Shakel on the beer. But if he were to wash first, then he, and then at the Pina Ben, so you couldn't say the Broche. And then it's a minute. It's a minute to say Broche, not that there is a few, but it is obligatory beside a minute to say Broche a la course. Mashinkin, if you have Yayin, so then it doesn't make any difference, because if you take Hasude, when you drink wine, so you have to say Broche a bit of it. So the proper thing is first to wash and eat, and then in the middle of the Sude, it's a Pina Ben. So because of that, I think that if it's already after Tisak Chovim, so you're not allowed to eat the Sude, to wash for the Sude, and before you don't marry. So because of that, you should don't marry first. But if you are going to say the Broche Natan Yayin, and Natan Yayin, and since you are going to, so before marriage, you're not allowed to eat. So because of that, you should don't marry first. But as far as the question of Todo Mishini Todia, Todo Kaden is concerned, so Shulman Haimel is certainly correct in saying that we cannot apply this aloche of Todo Mishini Todia, Todo Kaden, because Pina Ben, because Pina Ben is a chayiv. A chayiv must be paid at the earliest opportunity. I mean, you can't postpone it because there is a mitzvah that is not. All right, now, next time, we'll start. Now, before Pesach, I wanted to cover the Seder really, some of it mainly. So, we started the Perek of Pesachim, and we learned up to, from the beginning of Pesachim, up to Daf Kufot, Aleph Amud Aleph, the third line. The Rabbeichen Lomar Afi Biyai Namiyot, the Azde Rabbeichen Lomitameh, Lomar Afonim Barafai, Lomar Afdosim Rabbeichen, Echot Shiliyayim, Echot Shilimokim, Mitzor Kuborim. So next year we'll start here. The Rabbi Yechon Nomah, Afim Yai Nam Yotzu, Beaz the Rabbi Yechon Mitameh. Beaz the Rabbi Yechon Mitameh. And then we'll cover up to some Chulinko, up to Kuzai Nomadal. The second line from the end of the Yomah. Because that we skip from Kufale, from the end of Kufale from Adale up to the end of Kufzayin from Adale. So next year we'll start Kufale from Adale. Now I cannot share this. Go over the Kufale again, from Kufale from Adale. Now, the Gemore, the Rabbi Yechonoma, the third line from the end of the Omer, Kufale from Adale. Rabbi Yechonoma, Yai Namiyot. So that has to do with the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara Tavkuf on the base. So Nei Odom, also Nei Odom, Shekitche B'Zakneses, Omar Rav, Yai Loyot. the eye lawyers. If they want to drink wine in their home, so they have to say that they are getting again. But in the Kiddush Yod, because Rav, he does not agree with our habitation of Mosudeh. Shmuel Omar, Rav, in Kiddush Yod. Now, we both agree that the Yidiyah in Loyot, that in other words, that if one makes a Roche, later Kriya Gekhen, and then he goes to another place, so he has to say, there he drinks again, why? So he has to say the Roche of Kriya Gekhen again. Rav and Shmuel both agree. Now, only Chelik and the question is whether he is Kiddush Mokhi Sudeh or in Kiddush Mokhi Sudeh. But Rav and Shmuel both agree that Yidiyah in Loyot, so Rav Yechel Nomar, Av Yidiyah in Amiyot. The other Rav Yechel is Amiyot. The Omar, Rav Chonin, Bar Rabai, Omar, Rav Dos, Rav Yechel, Echot Shinu Yai, Vi Echot Shinu Moke, in Zorach Levok. In Zorach Levok. So Rashi, Echot Shinu Yai, Shinu Yai, Shinu Yai, Shinu Yai, ואחת אין צורך לבוא לשני יין. רשב"ם. רבי יחיא לא אמר, יין נמיות, שאין צורך לעזור לבוא לך ליין שבשיחה סוף. שר לאיסי עדיין בציוס מסכנסת, שעדיין לאכל ומשתיז בבייס. איך עוד שני יין שיבוא יין בחובס אחרת, יש טעם משונה או גרוע, או משובח, טעם משונה או גרוע או משובח. אין צורך לבוא לשני יין. אבל עתיד עמד תפיס מבורך, אם שוב אופנר איש, כי להמרין הבורך, אומר רבי יצא רבי יחב שם שיין צור לבורך על עבולי מייר, עתיד למד בשיר יין אין מחובס אחר גם לבורך את ירושלם על כוחו וחובי שבשיח לבורך לה ומה לבורך? אומר רבי תרשיב לבורך, אין מיר בורך עתיד למד ויחל צ'ינו מוקי, בכל דבר הנאכל אם אוכל ממנו במוקים זה אם אוכל ממנו במוקים זה וכי זה ביכול מוקים האחרים, אין צורך לבורך שיהיה. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechon holds, he begat anything, not only I, but anything. So לכל דבר ענך על מוכל ממוקים זה, וכי זה ביכול מוקים האחרים, אין צורך לבורך שיהיה. וכי שם הוי אומר לי אס חדס, מתי, אם דמי זה אס חדס, so that's the more, לברוך את הפרוויץ, that אם דמי זה אס חדס, even if he didn't change the place. So then, if he was eating, and then there was the Siyah Das, and then he wants to eat again, so he has to say the Broche. That's in the Broche, Broche is not right. But here we are discussing the question where there was no actual Eschadah. The only thing that happened was Shinumot. Because what does Eschadah mean? What it says, if there was Eschadah, even if it remains, if it remains in the same place, that is, so the Gemara says, one of the Gemara says, Havon Yivoreich, Havon Yivoreich, so that's as a Hadas. So Mele, but in case where there was no as Hadas of Havon Yivoreich. But Josh, Shino Moke, so according to Rabbi Yechon, in Tzorch Lebon. Mese, Shino Moke in Tzorch Lebon. Shino Yayin, in Tzorch Lebon. תיוב תדר רבי איכן הם תיוב So it's mentioned that Chinu Moke is Tzor Kvot Chinu Moke is Tzor Kvot Rabbi Shmuel Dam Lidiya in Yot ותיוב תדר רבי איכן יוסיף רבי דה ברובין קם לרבי יוסיף רב חיסדה וקום המשמיד רבות הודה אמרה Chinu Moke is Tzor Kvot לא ישנו אלו, צורי כתוב יוסוי. בגיל סלטוי יהביס, לא ישנו אלו לבייס לבייס. אבל מוקים למוקים לא. אבל מוקים למוקים לא. So, that's Rashi's gears. ממוקים למוקים. That is, מבייס לעלי. So, מבייס לעלי או... So, is לא. So he does not have to be Mivor, the Bais Lali. Now, the other girl said, as the girl said, most of the Shehidis, Lo Yishonu El Bais, the Bais, the girl said, the Racham, most of the Shehidis. loy shon un vayz le vayz abun pin pin loy so der ze pin afte mine pin afte mine er loy shon in tri yos de trashe hels loy shon un un vayz le vayz abun mokim mi mokim loy is means mi vayz la lio so so mi vayz la lio it's all about but it point that ars yos loy shon un vayz le vayz abun pin pin loy so it means if it's in the same room but from one corner to the other corner, no matter how large it is. But, so then, it ain't talking about it. Masha'inkin, Vais, Laliyo, it's all about it. There's an afternoon between the two Yosoids. And we'll say of most of the Shemites, Roi Shono, like we did, what is mentioned at Mad, Roi Shono, and Vais, the Vais. Abu, Lupino, 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 Lupino. Now, we have the Gemara, that the Paulet, the Dabin Kiddush, all of them soon. So there, there we also have two Yosoids. Mora says that the Paul Medalev, Yadish Mu'ez Ameid Lama Shemuel and Kiddush Omakus. Sogom Menei, Hanem Menei Bayis Levites, Avu Mokim and Mokim Mechad Beisalei. Avu Mokim and Mokim Mechad Beisalei, the Gabi Kiddush. So that Sogom Menei, Omol Ravon and Batach Mifei. And what does it mean according to Yosoids, Avu Mokim and Mokim Mechad Beisalei? That means, Mi Mokim and Mokim, so Rashi says, Mi Bayis La'aliyah. We told the Vazal Kaddish in the Shabbos Bayis, Olech Ha'aliyah. So that's Kosov, but what's the Masrame? Omar Lu Ramon, and Matach Mishpes in the Saki, Avikayim Lekamu Kishmur, Vimokhi Tzmiri, Ola Are, Vod Avikadosh. So we made Kiddush again. So we see that even Vimokhi Lemokhi, Vimokhi Lemokhi, so he still has to make Kiddush again. So it's not, he's still like, so Tezves points out. So the Masrame of Yomori is that Vimokhi Lemokhi, Vimokhi Lemokhi, so it's considered to be Shaloi Vimokhi Tzmiri. Masha'in can pick up with Vino, it's considered to be Vimokim Suri. This is what they say, like a power. I will mock Mokim Chabais, they say, Pirish Pedro and Bais. Or in the Bais Lali, from where you need to learn, I will be Pino with Vino, Yesh Kidu Shkeich and Vichoshib Shidu Mokim Bissomo, who come and Gabi Shidu Mokim from a Rishon with Bais and Bais. Umiyu, Shnei Mikavis with Chabais. So he says, I will be Pino with Pino, Yesh Kidu Shkeich and Vichoshib Shidu Mokim Bissomo. Just as, in other words, so if we are Geres, Geichet Lechoshiv Shinu Mokim, Bisomuch Pinon Pinon. So in other words, Tetzvah said, Geres of the Rach, another place, not Geres of Rash. So Hoda Amret, Shinu Mokim Tzor Mokim, Lechon El Bais Bais, Abu Mipino Lepino, Lod. Not Rash is Geres of Mokim Mokim. Mipino Lepino. So then there is no stira between the Gemara and Dr. Pale. So there the maskon of the Gemara is that even Mokim Mokim is ain't a Mokim Sura. So it's not considered Mokim Sura. That means in Bais Laliyah is not a Mokim Sura. But in people with Pino, he is a Mokim Sura. And here, according to the Gilts of Moses Toshé, you shall buy the bodies. I will be Pino with Pino. So then there is no stira. Then he says, but there is a Gersay, Vaz Shmuel Tamei, Doma Shmuel Kiddush Olomokim Sude, Sobun Menei, Hamen Yulim Vais Levais, Avu Mipino Lipino Bichad Beis Alei, Omer Avahan Barach Lipe, Doma Kiddush Olomokim Sude, Miklar. So that way it's even Lipino, it's not Mokim Sude, it's not Mokim Sude. But here, it certainly says, Gabe, Shino Mokim, Lipino Lipino, Lipino Lipino, so it's not considered Shinu Mokim. So there is this. So the Ran is the Kash. The Ran is the Kash. So the Ran distinguishes between Sude, let's say, and between Sude and Yai. Because Sude, a person is given a Mokim. Sude, pass. So he's given a Mokim, a specific spot in the room. He's given a Mokim. So Mimele, Ligabi Kidesh, it's a lot of Kidesh. This is, as we know, used to do where it is the past, in view of the fact that people are to be a specific spot in the same room. For the Achille, so Mimele, so Mimele says, so Mimele buys by some Pino, is considered Mokim Sude, or Mohammed Nachlipe, the team in the Pino is considered Mokim Sude. Pashem K, the Gemara here that, who followed from the base, that is reference to Yai. So Yai, the first one is not Gibeah, a specific spot for Yai. Even when he drinks wine in a certain room, so he drinks it in any corner of the room. So the melee fail is not considered. It's not considered chinumon. It's not considered chinumon. Alright. So the melee the Ram says, we got the pass in connection with chinumon. Okay? So even the Pino would be considered chinumon. There is a difference between Yai and Pass. Not that there is a difference between Kiddush and Chinumoki. The difference is between Yayin and Pas. So Kiddush has to do with Pas. So we got the Pas, so the Derech of people is to be given a specific spot. So the Mail of Gemara says, we got the Kiddush of Sude, that it means people who do not. The Maskone is that he, that it's not, that it's not, that he has to say Kiddush over again. But she can hear the Gemara, that the follow from the place has reference to Yayin. Yayin is not a Derech of giving a specific spot. So the melee, it's not considered chinumoki. But suppose he was eating pas, and then he changed from one pino in the room to another pino, so then it is considered chinumoki. All right. So, Pino, it's not considered chinumoki. So according to Adagir said, what the Bais Baalio, it is considered chinumoki. Omer Rabide Barod, Hoche, the Yonu must listen to the Rabine. The Amre must meet it. The Rabine Kabos, the Rabune must meet it from Ashmiro. If there is a price, so why does he have to tell us that? Rabune must meet it with Shmiro. Visu, Yosef Rabchizde, Vikoma, Mishmiri, Tapshe, הוא דאמר צ'ינומוקים צור, זה לא נקרא. לא יאמור עונר עוד דבורים שאינטו לברוך על אחרים עם קיימו. Now, a simple example of דבורים שאינטו לברוך על אחרים עם קיימו would be, let's say, מים, water. Then everybody agrees, מים, or even a food, let's say, it's not what it is I need. Let's say, potato or an apple. So when we say Shinumokim Tzor Lvorich, if it relates to something that doesn't require that the Brocha L'Achel should be became. Let's say you ate an apple. Now if you eat an apple, so, and then you go out to another place, and you remind yourself you didn't say Be'er Nefoshes. So you don't have to go back to the original place where you ate the apple, and there say Be'er Nefoshes. So, oh, you can say it there in the Foshes in any place where you remind yourself. So the Mele sins, it's a Dobo or Shein Tzorich, Shein is in Tunin Bruch al Achayim in Kemon. So that means that when the person left the place, so he is not bound to that place anymore. Because he can't say, well, he still has to come back in order to say Bruch al Achayim. He can say the Bruch al Achayim in any other place. So the Mele sins, he is not bound to come back. He's not expected to come back, so the departure is considered as he has a hadas and he sort of Mashinke, let's say, he was in passing this place. And then he went to another place. Now when he went to another place, obviously his intention was to return back, because Allah is that when we pass in a certain place, and then you go to some other place. So before you venture, you have to go back to the original place. So the melee, if he did leave, so that means that his intention is to come back. Since his intention is, since the apparent intention is to come back, so the melee is not considered as a shinumon. Hodam shimok to volam ondo shi tu vohah hen kemon. Vohah tu vohah hen kemon. So, because since he is presumed to come back, so the melee, there is no real eschadah. We give it camera. No probability he'll come back. So since there is presumption he'll come back, he has to come back. If he lacked out the deep. So the melee is not considered as Hadam. We have changed his soma. Echotem ve echotem tov. That even something like pas, that is too important, well, he came on. So that too requires a lot. That's it, Rashi. Before him, she took him, Kochel Achei. die Mai und Heres, die tun Korruption im Herz. Die Wadai, die Jungen, die wir noch machen, haben wir doch sehen, so wie machst du das, wie achst du da kritisch, wie zog, wie wollen wir Trilo. Aber wo, wie war du, die Woche nachher in Kemal, die in der Woche schon in Herzmann, die Chips an die, wollen wir nachher, und wir noch machen, das ist, aber das ist nicht schön, aber wo war er, wo alle kommen nachher, die Woche nachher, man kann verstehen, das ist die Name, und so ist klar, so, wo, Name, wo, da, 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 ach so, wie zeigst du das? Ja, und dann haben wir gesehen, ich bin nicht mehr wach, ich bin nicht mehr wach, ich bin nicht mehr wach. Na, der Raschba. Woch ich erzähle, was ist der Wannika was? Wieso ich aus dem April komme ich in Aschen? Ich erzähle, was ist das Raschba? Ich schieb es doch noch, ich kann mich in Sackbohr, was ich mir in der Amere, da war vorhin der Reise. Wir sind mich nach dem Kind im Reise. Da haben wir als wir sind in der Reise. Alle meisten Leute, nee, ich schaue mich aus dem April, komme ich in Aschen, die Tore, ich komme ich nach dem Weg. Das ist ein Bayer, ich kann. Die Kind ist voll, ich schon eh noch schön geworden. Aber April, weil ich reise, komme ich nach dem Weg. Wir kommen in Aschen, wir wollen uns in den Tunnel, auch nach dem Kind. Kein Mai und Peres, ich bin in den Tunnel, auch nach dem Weg. Aber wir sind in Foschens Rab, Hilka, in Zorich, wir wollen mit dem Kind nachher. Die Bada, Kiewe, die Oma, die Hola, die muss man nachher, aber du hast sie so nicht mal so passiert. Warst du da nicht in die Zorich, wo ich höre? So, aber wo ich mal tun, ich brauche nachher mit dem Kind. Warte, ich sehe, ich kann mir mal brauchen, ich schuhe, ich nachher. Zurück in den Schiss am Mini, die ist mir brauche nachher, ich schaue, ich hole mir die Kirche nachher, wo ich nachher. Und wie soll ich dann das, wie soll ich sehen? Hola, ich brauche nachher, das steht noch, die Namen, so war so. Die Hoche, ich war nie noch. Die Hoche, die Namen, ich schaue, ich schaue, ich ich war mir noch ein Trier zu verwollen, Kinder. Wie schiebe es am Minimeier? Wie hieke kein Wirk am Ost, brauche ein Richter, ich schiebe Wusse Menschen. So der Schiede auf Asche in der Spanisch. Denn Wori hat Tumi, brauche, nach Rehen in Kimon, es referenz, not only to pass, but even to the Schiebe es am Minimeier, to Kino, to Mori, to Anori, to Zeis, even to that, that's right. That's Rashi and Rashbamshi. Tails the shit in you. So in other words, according to Rashi and Rashbam. So whenever one eats a pair of Zayin, or he drinks one, so then, he's mechuye to say the bracha achene in the same place only, not only by passing the such a loche, but by anything that requires, bracha achas in shoresh, there is such a requirement, that he has to say the bracha achene in the same place or even. So merely did he drink without saying anything. So obviously his intention was that he will come back. So merely it's not his chadas. Avon dvori, yeah. Iki mekami hodo, the maldas v'sheinu eich l'achshom v'tachidos. Vim teimer amayis v'yir v'yichem amayis v'yutze, o ikel v'tchutze v'raise v'shabstu v'shem t'u n'kwa v'achim v'kino. O mizra v'yichem v'shetu, vim karitzor v'yichem, lekel v'yichem, der Pekan in Stomach kommen. Schien und Mokke in Zorg und Gott. Wir holen Dobo. Hanna, so der Rashbam ist nun Kasche geht im Zorg. Und das ist der Asoge, der Zorg, der schiene Mensch nicht in Rashbam. Und der Rashbam was way on that difficult. So then, sind die Konik der Rashbam. So, tun die Brache nach dem Kimo. As reference to everything that requires die Brache nach dem Schoen. So, ja, ihm requires Brache nach dem Schoen. So, er kommt drauf. So we say it's all we so why do we say it for the youth day? The Rabbeichan and what? The Rabbeichan is saying it's all we want. But the Rabbeichan is referenced to Yai. Yai is one that something that requires for Harad and Shoresh. So why is it the youth day Rabbeichan? So the Rashbam says, insofar as Yai is concerned, so there is no youth day Rabbeichan. But, Rabbeichan says the Aloche stop Abshinu Mokim Tzorot, regardless of what he will eat. Whether it was wicked Yain or it was eating a pain or a tamre or a novi. Or he was drinking water or a food that was not required for Hakim Shalom. In all these cases, Rabbi Yechanan says, ain't talking about it. So that's the youth that was in a haname, in respect to Yain himself. So Rabbi Chisde agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan. itself. So Rav Chisda agreed with Rav Yechanan. But Rav Yechanan is reference to everything. Camera no prima da su do vicino e classo fai sto di camera mai si no di camera mai se di te o io tu se fai di capite mi sono trovo qua a fare in camera o io se capire che mi c'è tu di can so qua lecco tu so che mi che so come ma si va in so qua i trovo la da fare ora di voi dire sham dire mi sul poi qua da me mi sul poi qua che sto la fai dei mi mo amo voi ci ci vo mai fai di come che come capire ci mo che so qua ci vo ora alla mai ci So in other words, so according to the Rajba and the Rashi, so Robo has two of Hocholach in Kemon is not limited only to Pah, but it applies to all to everything that requires the Brocha in the Shabbos. All the Zayin, Yayin, Teifes Israel, Teifes Israel, Teifes Israel, and because of that, Tash. Because if anything that requires brocha achas nisholish is considered is tolich brocha al achel b'keimo, so then there is no kashe against rabbi, why against rabbi, rabbi, why do you say you look to rabbi? So Meila Teisha says that what is considered, dovo hatom brocha al achel b'keimo, only pas, but nothing other. Only of the Heimini. Only of the Heimini. But nothing other than the Heimini. But then Teisa says, so Teisa is a cheapest Teisa. That let's say, Ligabi Yayin, Ligabi Teino, Anobi, Zeisim, all those things, as I mean, that require Brochachas and Sholim, so Teisa is sure that it's a Tzorich Brocha Arlachel Mishim. If one is great in one place, and then it goes to another place, and he reminds himself, he didn't say Brocha Achena the place. He saw, so according to the Rashbam, he has to go back to the original place and there say Brocha Achena. According to Teisves, he does not have to go back to the original place. But, so, what is Tuno Brocha Lachel Bikemo? That is only the Heimi. But then Teisves has to listen. Does it mean Pas Mamesh? The only Pas Mamesh is Tuno Brocha Lachel Bikemo. But, let's say Cake, it's of the Heimi. But it's not Pas Mamesh, he's able to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo. That's one Roshin Teisves. And then, there's another Roshin Teisves, that anything of the Heimini, even Cake, by saying, so he's to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo. So we have three Shittes of Hashem. We have the Shitte of Rashi and the Rashbam, that anything that requires a Brocha Achel B'Kemo, Sholish, like rains, fish, dates, or Yayin, so he's to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo. And if you eat it here, you drink wine here, then you go to another place and you remind yourself in another place that you did not say Brocha Achena on the wine. So you have to go back. That's the Rashbam. Then there is the Shittas of Sheni that the parents, even the Zayin, and the Yayin, are not to know Brocha Achena. But people, for the Heimini, even if it's not Pas Mamesh, like they like, so he's in the Brocha Achel B'Kemo, and then there's another Rosh Nitesh that only Pas Mamesh bread, but anything other than bread, so he's either to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo, either to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo. So who makes the distinction between Dovo Sheh to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo and Dovo Sheh to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo? Rav Chisda, the Rav Sheh Shesoma, so we can go. He says that even though she to the Brocha Achel B'Kemo, that was past, so he's also talking about it. It's also talking about it. Yes, so we have the machlekes. We have the machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshi. Now, what Rav Yechanan says, but we have the machlekes. So we say that she don't want to talk. what the priest said, that Aloch of Shin Mokin so Rivorich applies only to Dovor Shein Tov Broch Lachel Mekeinah. Since we say Mayim, or an effort, so since you don't have to say the Broch Achele in the place where you're dead, so when you leave the place, so there is no presumption that you are going to come back. Why should you come back? Mashein Kei, if it's Dovor Shein Tov Tuno, Broch Lachel Mekeinah, so if you leave the place, so there is a presumption that he'll come back. So maybe it's not as hard. But Abshishes holds that the Chotzev HaChotzov Yivor, even Tass, that is certainly to the Broch Lachel Mekeinah. So it's also, even though it is Mishan in the Mokeinah, so it's all Yivor. So it's a Machlekeh to Rabchiz then Rabshishes. How do we pass? It's a Machlekeh for Shein. How do we pass? So the Rif and the Rambam, the Tass, like Abshishes, the Chino Mokeinah is so Yivorich, even in something wasn't before the Kazamosim when he left the original place. Now he's back in the original place. So first he has to be before the Kazamosim, and then he's before the Kazamosim. And then he's before the Kazamosim. That's the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam. And this is Israel. Now from the Rif and the Rambam, it's Mashma, that he's Mechuyev to be before it. He's Mechuyev to be before it. We Mafreya. Both Mafreya in every case. In every case, whether it's a Dovo Shetuno Brochol Achel Mekeinah or Dovo Sheituno Brochol Achel Mekeinah. So he has to be Mivorech. He has to be Mivorech on a prayer. But the Raivet Shitet is, the Raivet is also here, is Chelek HaMetzvos. The Raivet Shitet is that if they left the original place, one left the original place, and he doesn't Mivorech on a prayer, then he came back, so he has to be Mivorech on Afreya first, and then be Mivorech on El. But he limits it only to a case of Dovor Shetuno Brochol Lachel Mekeinah. Let's say pass. So let's see if someone was in pass, so it requires a Brochol Lachel Mekeinah. Anyway, and he wasn't Mivorech on Afreya, and then he came back. And then he came back, so he's Mivorech in Brocho L'Mafreya. He's Mivorech in Brocho L'Mafreya. But he's Mivorech in Brocho L'Mafreya. And then he's Mivorech L'Mafreya. Masheike, if he ate Paris, and then he left for another place, So he wants to continue in prayers. So he has to be, he doesn't have to say the Brocho L'Mafreya. So when is the Aloche? So it's not like the Rif and the Rambam. The according to the Rif and the Rambam doesn't make any difference. So there is a deen of Brocho L'Mafreya in everything. Whether it's Brocho Shetuno, Brocho L'Achel B'Keimo, Dovo Shetuno, Brocho L'Achel B'Keimo, or Dovo Shetuno, Brocho L'Achel B'Keimo. And according to the Raide, only in something that is Tuno Broch Lachel Mekeinah, so he's Mechuyev to be Mivorech on Afreya. But if it is not Tuno Broch Lachel Mekeinah, if it's not the Dovo Shetuno Broch Lachel Mekeinah, so true is Shinu Moke requires a Broche, but it doesn't have to be Mivorech on Afreya. Said as follows: Chaverim sheyeshu lechem, v'yotzu l'chaskoso l'chaskalo. Im yichu shom l'chtoson, chesro l'nkeimon v'geimon sedosom, v'yitzrichim l'voyach shiyo. Im lo yichu shom odom, k'sheyeitzim tzrichim brocha l'mafreya, u'ksheim chesrim tzrichim brocha l'chatchilo. Chatchilo. V'chein, im oyem yisubim lishtei, oyleach u'peret, shekol amshame mikeine, haripotak achilose, u'lipichoch, Mivorech l'mafreya al mashiocha. So the Mechaber says in so many words that even Mivorech l'peres, that's not something that is tuna brocha l'achel b'keimon. So anything, so he's Mivorech, so he's Mivorech l'mafreya. Mivorech l'mafreya. But the Shittas HaRaivet is that
that is so in brocho. לאחר ובמקימו אינזל דרי זה דין אוף מבורך ומפחיה, ודובר שאין תום פרוח לאחר ובמקימו, so there is no הלוך אוף מבורך ומפחיה. ומבורך מפחיה. Now, דרמו, he passed that there is no דין אוף מבורך ומפחיה. So there is no הלוך, I mean, in everything, so he is not מחויה, to be מבורך ומפחיה. Then, במשן הם מקימה, מפינו לפינו בבעי שכות, אין לי צורך לעזר לבורך. אוכל במזרוך השולטנו זו, ובור לאחר במערובו, צורך לבורך. טוב, ויש חלקי, בכל מה שאתה רמות את, ויש חלקי בכל מה שקושב בשם הזה, רק סייברי, because in the other passages like Ashishes, and the passages like there is in the Rambam, that there is a lot of Mafreya, in everything. So he says, first of all, there are more passages like Ashishes, and then, even where there is, even in the case where Shinumokin does require Nibroche, so it's only Nibroche for now, but in Mafreya not. We are saying that Shinumokin is a case of Hatas. We are saying that Shinumokin is a case of Hatas, and so we are saying, hello, it's the Masher, it's the Masher, אבל לא היא על מה שכבורך. So if you מפריע לך, there is no חיוב. ודווקא שלא יניח מקצת חברי בסודי, ויוכל מדבורים שנצריך לברוך הפיקים. אבל יניח מקצת חברי, או אפילו לא יניח, ויוכל דבורים שצריך לברוך הפיקים, אפילו מה שראי צריך לך כך, אם צורך לבורך. There's the smack of the other words, I mentioned it in the last time, last year. So in other words, he's חלק על מס יוסף. The Bessiosef Shita is that this distinction between Nichu Mitzis Chaveirin, Loi Nichu Mitzis Chaveirin, can only have relevance Alim Rav Sheishes, Alim Rav Sheishes, so who requires a brocha, another brocha, even the Dovah Shetun a brocha l'achel bin Kemon. So then there is a distinction, the Bessiosef says, between Nichu Mitzis Chaveirin and Loi Nichu. So he said, if it's past, Dovah Shetun a brocha l'achel bin Kemon. So, any tzloi yichu mitzis chaveirim shom, so then it requires another brocha. Yichu mitzis chaveirim, if it's an yichu, and it's dobo, she told brocha l'achel bin keimon, so it doesn't have to make a new brocha. It doesn't have to make a new brocha. Mashenikin is called it rafiste, so then it doesn't make any difference, what a check. The only question is it pass? Dobo she told brocha l'achel bin keimon, if it is pass, דובר שתום ברוך לאחר מקימון, so even לא יניחו מקצת חברים, so it doesn't require, it's not required to make a new ברוכה, and if it is something like parents, that is not תום ברוך לאחר מקימון, so then the Bessie Yosef says, that if we יניחו מקצת חברים, so it's תום, so it requires a new ברוכה. But Ramo, he does things like the smag in the Azorua, that this distinction between Yichu Mikzas and Lo Yichu Mikzas has relevance even Alivir Rav Chisda. So he says, Avol Yichu Mikzas Chaveirim, O Yatilu Lo Yichu. V'yochad Vorim Shetzirichim Shetun Yitzuruch HaBrochem Keimom, Apnu Masherit Yolech Lachakar, Ein Tzorch Lavorech. V'yochay, Mi Shepesik Sidotei, V'yolach Livayis Acher, O Yisho Yoyecher, V'yikore Chaveir Ligaber Imei, Apilu Lipesar Beisei, O Yimokim Acher, Kishechoy Zer Yisudo, אין צורך לבורך כלל. דו פסטו לברוך אבן קיימא לכולם. מי הוא עם נשיא הביתה כשחיזר בא לי צורך לבורך על מה שראית הולך להחכה. בין חיליק, בין חוד על מוקים שאוכל כבור, ובין ציים סידוסי במוקים אחר. So there is no difference. וכי ליגים בנסיום. מכל מוקים מחתחילה לו יעקב עם קיימא, ולא יברוכה, וחשינון שבו ישכח מלאר זה ולכת. מי הוא מצליח מצווי ורס, כן שהגיע הזמן תפילה, איזמות. Now, then, in סיב גימול, he says, יש לי שאימא, למחב, שאם הוא יוביגן, I mean, these are lochas are relevant for you every day, father. יש לי שאימא, שאם הוא יוביגן, וראית אליך ומפרס, כל וילון וילון, כיפה שבירך על אילון אחד, אין צורך לבורך לאחר, והוא שבשור שבירך, הוא יודעת אליך אל מעיסם אחר, אבל מגן לגן, צורך לבורך, אפילו אם סמוכים ואפילו אם כשפירך תחילו, הוא יודע איתי על הכי. So in other words, so the halacha is, there are more pastors, that if it is מפינו לפינו, so without any das, so it's not required to make any more. But if it is ממוקים למוקים,
but not with you, you know, let's say you starving for drinking something here. Then you go upstairs in the restaurant and you want to finish drinking or eating. So then, so the Psako Teramoy is that if it's mimokim, mimokim, in different room, but in the same house, in the same house, then it depends. If you didn't have any money to finish eating it or drinking it in another room in the same building, so then you have to, and you go out from one room to another room, you have to say you brought. But if you have money to finish drinking or eating in another room in the same building, then you don't have to make another brocha. Now suppose he has nothing in mind, but he's always accustomed to start drinking in half, let's say here, and then to go out in another room. So since he's accustomed to do that, so that's like for your dieting. To go out from one room, we're walking in the same building. In the same building. That is, if it's indoors. Suppose it's outdoors. So then there is a machlekes apostle. Machlekes apostle. Now the Rechava says, Yesh mishemir, shimoyo began, v'reitzel echon, v'peiris kolimon v'yon. So some say that's only if it's indoors. There are mechitzes around the yurts. But if there are no mechitzes, not. If there are no mechitzes, so then even though it's dieting to be mishan in the place, so then he has to say in new block. So let's say, in other words, suppose you drink it up and you walk around in the street, so according that's outdoors, so you cannot do that. Because if you make a footstep, so maybe even though your intention is to start drinking here and then and finish it some other place, but if you move from the original place where you made a bracha, so you are required to make a new bracha at every stop. So you are required to make a new bracha. But there are some who say, and then the Shita Sarayvet, that if it's dieting to continue eating or to continue drinking in another place, so even though it's outdoors, it is not mukhev mechitzes, so you also, as long as it was dieting to be mishaneh the mokim, so you don't have to make any more. So you don't have to make any more. So there is a machlokes apostle. So maybe that means that it's not a proper thing to drink a soda while you walk in the street, because according to any apostle, so you have at every stop you have to make it a bracha. But of course if you do it, so you shouldn't make another bracha because something bracha is wrong. Yes, what is it?
You can rely on the other rabbis
that you grow out of Hongkong, and you can appreciate one of the... Alright, then there is another shite that if Israel came in, so even without any carbonate to be shana the bracha, so you're not required to make it a bracha. And like that, two, there is a machlokes, yes, what is it?
So if you go to
Mokel,
give yours. So
it's not enough
to go to
the... Oh, indoors, then there is no machlokes, because then it's possible. If he goes to Mokel and Mokel, indoors, so his intention is certainly to be Misham the Mokel. And so there are more passages that where that Mokel and Mokel, in the same building, indoors, Mokel and Mokel. What is that? If it's a custom, so that's like dieting. If it's a custom, people. Yes, what is it?
It doesn't matter whether it's between the two places that we're discussing. It doesn't mean while you're changing places, but it's continually eating the whole time like this.
Even if you continually eat the same thing, Ramesha Feinstein has a tshuva, he is disposed to assume that if there is no hefsek, no stop at all, so then according to everybody, he doesn't have to say in the bracha, but that's a big chiddush from all the possibility of doesn't seem like that. So the best thing is not to drink anything walking in the street. So if you want to drink something walking, so we're only walking indoors, but not walking in the street. Now I'd like to have a short share.
We went to the Gemara that could face almost Aleph at the end of the coming up on. Nei chabure sho ye bisudin kidi shavei mayei bidin mo ye sho yai nei ne ho ho du she kayei bishen ni ne ho ho ye ke tamo that's the girl say that we have and that's the Rashbam's girl but there's another girl so this girl say is nei chabure sho ye bisudin Now, this accords with Rav Yehuda. So according to Rav Yehuda, he has to be mafsik, he has to interrupt the sukkah. He cannot continue eating. So the Vayis says, Mechapur HaSholim Yisurim, V'kidesh Avrim Hayim, V'vim Lo'ikei Shal Yayim, V'Eimel of Dushas Hayim. V'Shein Eimel of Dushas Hayim. Now the question arises, according to Rav Yehuda that he has to be mafsik, so why does it say that the first course is Dushas Hayim, and the second course is Birkas HaMosei. Birkas HaMosei should be the other way around. So the first course should be Birkas HaMosei. Over the first course, he should recite Birkas HaMosei. And the second course, Dushas Hayim. Because he's mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh. So the answer is, Enoch Hanami is mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh. So he should recite the Birkas HaMosei over the first course. But if it is Shabbos already, so he's not allowed to drink any wine. So he's not allowed to drink any wine before he makes Kiddush. So because of that, in order to be allowed to drink the wine, so he must recite the Kiddush first. He must recite the Kiddush first. Now, suppose he has, let's say, a teenage who will drink the wine, so then he can recite the Birkas HaMosei over the first course. And he'll let the teenage drink the wine, but if he has no teenage, and the Gadol is not allowed to drink any wine before he recites the Kiddush, so because of that, so he's eating all of Dushas Hayim on the first course, and then on the second course, he says Birkas HaMosei. All right. Now, the Abigail say is that the Vilei Keshel Yayin, the eating all of Birkas HaMosei. And then Shaini Eimerol of Dushas Hayim. Why? But the question is, how can he drink? So according to the other girl say, he has a heter. Since he's mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh. So Mele, he has a heter. And it's a mitzvah to be before the halakos. So Mele, he has a heter to drink from the course of Birkas HaMosei, which constitutes the Gemara Sukkah. So it's a special heter. But according to our Gelse, there is no special heter to drink from the course of Birkas HaMosei. So the Meile, since he has no special heter, so he has on the first course, he has to recite the Kiddush, and on the second course, Birkas HaMosei. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda say, Meir, Eichel Rehili Chachitech. Now let's see the Rashba. All right, I mean the Rashi also, there is a Rashi. They were officially invented, so it's not saying, Vishayim in the Yad. So Rashi also has the deal said that the first one is the Kiddush, and the second one, Birkas HaMosei. The Yadim of Birkas HaMosei, no mafsik, in Komar Abino Rino, who knew, Hoyo the Gia, in a skidu, we saw the Kaddish Trilo. Lord Asino, Rishim in the whole of Birkas HaMosei, Vishayim in the Yad. So Rashi rejects the deal said, of Vishayim in the whole of Birkas HaMosei. Now the Rashbam also agrees with us. All right, that's it. Tell me, Rabbi, may Chaburo show you Mitzvah in the Kiddush Alim Ayin, the Vim Mitzvah Shol Yayin, the Vim Olof Dishas Ayin, the answer to us, Vashayin in Yad, Vim Olof Dishas Amozein, or Maps, did come Rabbi Yudari, Umir. So he should be Mivorech, and the first cause Dishas Amozein, but then he'll have a problem, he will not be able to drink from it. Mio hoyo vidi ashat kidu isoch legavishti. Lo shinache kasino, Rishim in Merolo Birkas HaMosei, because he has to be Matzir Yisude. Shein in Merolo Kiddush Hayim, or with the Sefer Nibroches, Muchach Loshen Rishim, the Trishim Kiddush Hayim, and Shein in Birkas HaMosei. Rabbi Yitzhi in Erich and Eilch, not Shit Yosef Dosho. Inam, Erich and Eilch, in Mishet Teachshach. There is no Lachim in it. Just in the Peru Shamire. But I mean, there is no Lachim in it. Rabbi Yitzhi, the time of the day, Eim Matzir Yisude. Komru, Siddoso, now that is according to the Gates. So Komru, in other words, because according to the Yehuda, he has to interrupt the Sudeh. So there is no union of Komru. But according to the Gates, he doesn't have to interrupt the Sudeh. So you can continue with him. So then the Price proceeds to tell us. So what happens when he finishes the Sudeh? So then, according to the Gates, so Komru. So, case Rishayim, Nidvorech Olof Birkas HaMosei. כל כמיה. והשני יהיה אימא או לא, גדוי שסייה, גדוי שסייה, לארץ עם רשפה. גם כמו שדור סוף. So, גייס קשנו בן סמות, וגייסי כמות. ודיבוסי, שניצור את חולקן שמיעת, אבל היא כמו שדור סוף. ויבור הרבה כסמות, והחכים יקר בין, מי הוא עם פורס מפו וכינאיש. מי תרבייסי, כל שלישה בטרק, תרבייסי זה, זה תזנח נחוי את פיום תרבו בסורי. He's not in the way that he can't come in the evening, but suppose he wants to do it, fine. So, you knew before us, Mabo, you could be Shmira Rabbi Yisri, Kosh, the Shabbat Rei, but it came off it. And with that, become Rabbi Yisri, Shmira 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 Rabbi Yisri, because Shmira said, that Pira is Mabo in Kaddish, there's a proof of the Dalai at the end of the Om. Now, the more has the Kashi, so he said, so, Gomorrah, so it's Yisri, before the Holo, So it needs two separate cases. Why can't he say both the Birkas Hamoz and the Kiddush on one cause? Amai v'nimreinu, v'nimreinu, v'tavaya achode kose. Why does he need two cases? Let him say the Birkas Hamoz and the Kiddush on one kosher yad. Omar Rabune, Omar Rav Sheishes, Einayirin, Shtei Kiddushes al Pesach. Why not? My time now, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Nifishenesi mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So the more mentions that in Satan, Mashkish, they say this Kerchot, because in Eitzin, Shtei mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Now all the Rishayim point out that it's only Mitzvah Rabbonah. In Eitzin, mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But what's the reason? So Rashi and Tetzves, in Satan, they both say that the reason is why in Eitzin, the Rabbonah, it's also. To be a sin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, in other words, to make the whole package of mitzvahs, let's say, if you would use the same course on two mitzvahs, and be a samozen and kiddush, in other words, it makes a whole package deal. So that's also why, because it's here all of kimask. It looks like as if it is a burden upon you. So that's the term that is mentioned by Rashi and Tesves. In Seite. Now, turn some down. So Rashi says, שנראה כמי שאוי אולוף ממעשה וממאיה לפאי ופסוי. So, and he says, זה רק יאוי, מי שמי שאולי, זה רק יאוי שם רבונות. מי שמדימר זה עלי כמעשה. כמעשה. So, then, what he says, אם להתקוק מדפחס, אני חושב שזה דפחס. אם להתקוק מדפחס או מבייס, says, it is another time. The time here, the divino, she helide iponu le mitzvahas, velo yifne atzme imen. He should be completely absorbed, involved in one mitzvah. Not because he like a mass. That's what he says in the Kotten Dach Kretzmetes. Anyway, it's in the Rabbonim. All right. So here, because of that, he cannot use the same course for the two mitzvahs, for Birkas Hamozen and the Kiddush. The Rashbam here also says, mentioned the same time as Rashi and Tesis and Satan, not like Tesis and Yitzchok. Chavir is Chavir, Shnei Kiddushes. When we begin, Tavaya Chode Kosi Kiddushayim Bet Famoz, what a basic point. Or now let's see what the Rashbam says. When we begin, Tavaya Chode Kiddushayim Bet Famoz, what a basic point. We will review the Kiddim Apsikim, the Tzor Hachira Shulchon, Tzor Shnei Kiddush. So, the Rashbam says, and Tesis agrees with the Rashbam, that the whole kasha of the Gemara is only Alibe de Rabbeis, but Alibe de Rabbeis, there is no kasha. Now, the Mashor is the kasha against Rashi, Rashbam, and Tesis. Now, the Makshin obviously did not know as yet of the Aloche of Nitzi, Nitzis, Chavilis, Chavilis. So if he didn't know, so why couldn't the kasha be directed against Rabbeis too? I mean,
if we didn't know. So the Rashbam says, so Rabbi Zikopon, Dil Rabbi Yehuda kili di mapsiki mitzor hakir ha-shulchon, tzorich shnei cases. Now let's see, shnei cases dirich samos nikin yidushe, kibish ayin, dirich shnei mitzor. Chilis chavilis, yimer zol kamas. Now let's see the cases. Let's see the cases. Rishi nimo olo dirich samos, rehabs. That is reference to the ratio of the price, which is which accords with Rabbi Yud, not the same with the price which accords with Rabbi Yud. So Rishnim of Birchus HaMoz Lahat, Vashayini Imer Olof Tirshayim, that's not Rashi's Gersa, that's the other Gersa, that Rashi rejects, Rashi Rajbam rejects. So Rishnim of Birchus HaMoz Lahat, Vashayini Imer Olof Tirshayim, some of Rizal HaShavs, Udiyo Sezru, Ose Shafir, for the Mashmer Yil, the Mashmer Yil, the Mashmer Yil, the Bakir HaShulchot, Kedem Kiddush, Lefi Shehoyu. So the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make a shulchan. Why? Why do you have to make a shulchan? With the shoyo. Since the first thing that you have to do is to be mivor of Birkas HaMozin, and you have to do a shulchan with me Birkas HaMozin. So that's why we have to be mafsik with Rabbi Yehuda back here shulchan. Because that's what's not Gemara. As Gemara says, אמר רבי נעמה שמואל, הלוך אלוהי קביל וקביל, סביר אסמאף ומקדש. אין לי ואומר רבי תיכוליך לבר רבי נעמה שמואל, כשאין שמפסיקים לקידוש כך מפסיק להבדולת. מה הם מפסיקים להבא כאילו שולחו? So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda that's מפסיקים, so how is it done? By הקירת השולחו. So if we say that the first cause is ברכס המוזן, and before ברכס המוזן, the הרקע בשולחו. So that's why it's מפסיק ורבי נעמה כאילו שולחו. שרבי נעמה כאילו שולחו לברכס המוזן. אבל צבורים בגרסינון, רישן אימר הולכים שלהם. ותאמרו, שאם יוכל איתן יקיד גרסמות זה לא יקידש. כושם נור אלו איו, ומפסיקים לרבי יהודה, בהכיר השולחון, קדם קידוש. Why קדם קידוש? Because maybe after קידוש. So that's no, it doesn't present any kashe. Because even though you first recite the קידוש, but why does it recite the קידוש first? Because otherwise, he'll have a problem, he'll not be able to retain the ayin. But actually, he should be involved in Birkas HaMozin. He should be involved in Birkas HaMozin, but then he'll have a problem. So because of that, he first decided the Kiddush. But, and if it's a melee, since he should be involved in Birkas HaMozin, but he cannot do it, because he will not be able to be paying. So in melee, whatever he can do, he has to do. So he has to be in the Shulchan before Kiddush. We wrote the Ktonet that he said, the Brochet. In other words, now this is the Kashi against the Girsay, the Trishin Imer of the Shayei. So we wrote the Ktonet that he said to the Brochet. Eichim shoyu nisu benitza bo avayis, vikidish alein ayein, okhun chashei chol disamedrash, chozru, then we came back home, umozgu lehen esakeis, eimer olof kidush, divar adiyut, ubiak esa mozul maske klal. But the question is, So the question is that Kiddush is the first one. So why does it say any role of Kiddush in Birkas HaMozin is not, it doesn't mention Haile Mishum in Mitchilo also Birkas HaMozin Kiddush Yitzioso Las is Hepsek bin Sudas Chilu Sudas Shabek Ukach Samo also Akiru Nisametresh. So in other words, before they left for the Bismedresh, so they already were before Birkas HaMozin. But the question is, so now when they come back, they are before Chandikos Kiddush Hayeh. But according to this girl says, so Rish Nimrov Kiddush Hayeh. So they did not take Kedin when they were before Birkas HaMozin, was before they left for the Bismedresh. So we have to say, I mean, no one mentions that. So we have to say that what this means is, actually, even according to this verse of Rishnim of Rishayim, so the proper thing would be that Rishnim of Birkas HaMozin. Why Rishayim? But if the Kodik Rabbi Yehuda has to be mafsik, has to interrupt the Sude. How does he interrupt the Sude? So yes, it's Birkas HaMozin. So on the first cause, he should be Birkas HaMozin. But he will not be able to detect it. So he has no other way. But suppose he has another alternative. Let's say there is a teenage. There is a teenage. So then, it's even more proper to recite the Birkas HaMozin of the curse of the sheep.
So the Mele, Petty Sefte, has reference to a case where there is a delay. So the Mele, before they left for the Bismedresh, so they recited the Zamozen, and the Tilly drank from it. Now they're coming back, so he says the Kiddush on the second one. The name really Gavaya Hatkas. Name Gavaya Hatkas. So Teisha says the same thing as the Rashba. The Rabbi Yisipo, he will be Gavaya. As to the Shabbos Kose, he will parish his Leo. He has to the Rabbi the Shabbos. Have the name now Teisha said, we learned that I mean before Pesach. So Teisha says, even according to Rabbi Yisipo, that it's getting as to the Kose, so he doesn't have to interrupt the Suda that he started the game, so he can finish the Suda. And then after he finishes the sealed Suda, so he says Kiddush. He says Kiddush. But he doesn't have. So one would be induced to assume that according to Rabbi Yisi, that he finishes the Suda, the Suda Israel. So, and then after he finishes the Suda, he makes Kiddush. So after Kiddush, he will have to wash again and eat a new Suda in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So Teisha says, there now, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that his leaders should not say that he started in Baby A. So he started in Baby A, so he doesn't have to eat another suit. He's making this in the Shabbos with the suit that he started in Yisachel, even though he doesn't say Kiddush in the middle of the suit, and then eat after the Kiddush. But he finishes the suit, which started in Yisachel, so he finishes by Shabbos, and after that he's involved with Zamozen, and then he's Kiddush. Then he's Kiddush. So the question is, I mean, that's what Teisha said at the beginning of our Pesach, that we learned before. So now the question is, for two things. First of all, there is a mitzvah of eating Yisrael Shabbos, Friday night. Now, since he did not make Kiddush, so he, and that's who they started the Yisrael Shabbos, so the Mele, it is Yisrael Shabbos, so it's not Yisrael Shabbos. How would we fulfill the mitzvah of being Yisrael Shabbos? And then there is Aloha of Kiddush Olam of Yisrael. So how a contradiction that he finishes the Sunday and then he says Kiddush, and then he says Kiddush. So Mele, there is no Sunday after the Kiddush. So how would we make the Kiddush? It's in Kiddush Olam of Yisrael. So obviously, we see from Teisves that it is considered Kiddush Olam of Yisrael. Why? Because he finishes the Sude on Shabbos. Even though he made the Kiddush after the Sude, so it's considered Kiddush Mokim Sude. Now it is considered Kiddush Mokim Sude, so obviously the other half of the Sude that he is aiming after it became dark, so has a Halishem Sude Shabbos. Even though he does not make Kiddush, and he will make the Kiddush after the Sude, but it still has a Chalei Shem Suda Shabbos. Why? Because it is Shabbos. It is Shabbos. So in the Mele, so whatever he eats is considered has a Shem Suda Shabbos. So he says, we have Yisipo, give me the bite. As to the Shabbos course, he punishes Leo, the Hasu, the Hill, is the Shabbos, how would the Lima, Tavaya Hatkase, I will have you the report, Kim the Birkas, Kim the Birkas, Hamozin as the Shrek, the Kiddush, also the Havo, in Lima, Shnee Malkisa, in Lima, Shnee Malkisa. So the whole Kashi is food, so that word. True that the Gemara that the Makshim didn't know of the Aloche of the Nisi Mitzvahs Chos Chabiles, but he only raised this question in regard to Rabbi Yisi. But according to Rabbi Yude, he didn't direct this question. Why not? Because according to Rabbi Yude, so he has to interrupt the Sude, given the Birkas Amosei as Suda Shrei, the Kiddush al Suda Havo in Lema Shnei Malkisa. The Pashos Kashi is, but since the Makshin didn't know of an Ace-Mitzah, so what? If Birkas Amozin as Suda Shrei will be Kiddush al Suda Havo. But there is no Aloche. The Makshin assumed there is no Aloche of an Ace-Mitzah. That's the Kashi of the Pashos. But it's not. It's not the Kashi. Because the Pshat in Teisves is, I mean, and the Rashbam says the same thing. The Pshat in Teisves is
that the Birkas HaMozein, the Birkas HaMozein is not just a mitzvah to be devoted to Birkas HaMozein. Birkas HaMozein constitutes the Gemar of the Sukkah. In other words, when a Jew cannot eat just like in the same way as a goy eats. A goy eats, so he eats as much as he eats, and then he gets food in him. But a Jew, when he eats, so he has to be given the Sukkah by being devoted to Birkas HaMozein. So out of being the Birkas HaMozein, it constitutes the Gemar of the Sukkah. And if he's not, and if he didn't, sometimes it happens, a person ate, he finished eating, he didn't eat anything else, but he didn't bench yet. So there, it's considered that the Sukkah was not finished. Even though the reason as to why he didn't bench yet is not because he still intended to eat more and more. For other reasons, he wasn't able to bench. But if he didn't bench yet, so that means the Sukkah was not finished. But he didn't eat anything. So when one is engaged in his Sukkah, does it mean that every minute he is engaged in biting food? So there are certain moments in the midst of the Sukkah that he's not engaged in biting food. So Mimele, until he's before a Birkas HaMozein, so the Sukkah isn't finished. The Sukkah isn't finished. What marks the Gemara Sukkah, the Birkas HaMozein? The Birkas HaMozein. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yitzi, so since the Gemara the Habam, the Rachmash didn't know of any Sukkah's Chabilez, and with the same Sukkah, so he can be ate, in other words, the whatever he eats in the same Sukkah, he is ate as the mitzvah of Sukkah Shabbat. So Mimele, the Gemara asked, why shouldn't he use the same course for Birkas HaMozein and for Kiddush? So the Gemara didn't tell us it's Mitzvah Chulas Chabilez. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the halacha of Mitzvah Chulas Chabilez, even the Birkas HaMozein asur l'shchet, since the Birkas HaMozein is asur l'shchet and Kiddush is also the avor, so there is a halacha of Kiddush and Mokim Sukkah. So in other words, so the Kiddush goes hand in hand with the Sukkah. So in other words, the Kiddush introduces the Sukkah Shabbos. That's the pshat in the halacha of Kiddush and Mokim Sukkah. That the Kiddush is the beginning of Sukkah Shabbos. Is the beginning of the Sukkah. So in other words, the beginning of the Sukkah does not consist in the first bite of the challah that you eat, but in the Kiddush. That's the beginning of the Sukkah Shabbos. And the Birkas HaMozein is the end of the Sukkah Shabbos. So Mele, how could he use one course? So on one hand, it would be the course over the Sukkah Shabbos, because Birkas HaMozein is in itself the last step of the Sukkah. And what kind of a Sukkah is it according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's not the Sukkah Shabbos, it's the Sukkah Shabbos. So if you use the same course without recourse to the halacha of Eneis Mitzvah Chulas Chabilez, so he couldn't use the same course for Birkas HaMozein and for Kiddush. Because on one hand, the Birkas HaMozein marks the Gemar of Sukkah. What kind of Sukkah? Sukkah Shabbos? On the other hand, the course is Kiddush. Kiddush marks the beginning of Sukkah Shabbos. So it's a spirit of the How could one course be a course over the beginning of Sukkah Shabbos and also over the end of Sukkah Shabbos? That's the Tal Tisasre. So Mele, without the halacha of an Eitz Mitzvah Chulas Chabilez, so he couldn't use the same code. But the Gemara's Kashi is according to Rabbi Yitzi. So according to Rabbi Yitzi, he has pointed out at the beginning of Arbet Zochim, when he finishes the Sukkah without making Kiddush, so he fulfills Sukkah Shabbos. So that means that the latter half of the Sukkah, that was the Sukkah, consists of two parts. Whatever he eats before it becomes dark, so that is Sukkah Shabbos, and whatever he eats after it becomes dark.